course, we are going to tap in with Aisha Bell, who has interpretations awaiting in the wings. Okay, keep it locked right here on the one-on-one music review show. Aisha Bell is going to be up next. Keep it locked. Rose, can you run that Aisha Bell on a Man Way video? Sometimes you have to give the audience what they want. And so I'm going to tap in with Aisha Bell right after.
Strong in my meditation. Tell them, tell them, tell them.
and gentlemen, I know that you know you there. You have been waiting for a while. Persons have been in wait for Aisha Bell, and she is currently in studio. I am grateful that she's there actually, and the audience has so many questions, and you know, persons that are appreciative that she's here. Just want to shout out some of the countries. That's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning and they're up listening. Shout out to Zimbabwe, Kenya. Kenya's 8 hours ahead. Okay? So it's actually 12 o'clock at night right now. Shout out to Kenya, who's tapped in. And all the other countries across the world, you know, that are ahead and is lending the time to a listening ear as well. Welcome, Aisha. How are you?
I'm great, you know. I'm great. How are you doing?
I am
asking a couple, make sure that we're both in, you know, all up already.
I am actually doing well, considering, you know.
I'm happy to hear this.
Considering.
I'm happy to hear this.
Yes, I opened up this Reggae Month. I mean, this is not my first year doing the Reggae Month edition, but however, each year it has grown bigger and bigger. The audience has gotten bigger, and there are more persons watching, and there are more artists that would like to get on. So I didn't envision, though, as it get bigger, things just
will, it will, you know?
Go.
It will.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Day by day, it's a great vibration.
Yes, yes. And I'm happy to see that there are persons across the world that's appreciative and are tapping in, you know, and have something to look forward to for Reggae Month. This is our last week. However, next week, Thursday, and for the listeners who are listening, I was asked to do something. So there's actually something brewing for next Thursday. At the you know, the last day in Reggae Month, because we got 29 days in the month this year.
Yes,
leap year. Wow. Yes. Well, I got so many questions, you know, not just myself, but the audience as well. We are happy that you're here. And an audience member asked me to go back to the video. It's the video that we opened today's show with as well. You know, we opened up with Luciana, then we played your video as well, Anomanwe. And I polled my audience and I asked them, you know, like what they really like about the video itself. And 90% of the persons say the authenticity. They love the authenticity of the videos, because now persons actually, you know, put videos out and it's cartoon. And I'm going by the responses that I get, where this is what persons are saying, that there are videos out there where there's cartoon characters. There are videos out there where there's females without a little bit of clothes on, and not, you know, to each its own as well. However, 90% of the audience really love the fact that this video, it was about the authenticity. As well, talk to me about the making of the video before I even get into introducing you know, yourself, the audience as well. I just want to get this out of the way, the authenticity of the video.
Big up to everybody, and thank you for tuning in. Zimbabwe, Kenya, Jamaica, wherever you are, IG, Facebook, thanks for coming forward and listening. This video, the making of it, we shot it in Augustown here in Jamaica, and the intention was to keep it as authentic. It's like we want to tap into the root, the deepest of roots that you can get before any labeling come to it, which is why you see it as so much indigenous factors to it, the crocus bag, everything, because we say Anaman way at the spiritual way, so we go right back to self, the deeper self, and that's where it's from. This song, I produced it with my brethren in Switzerland, and we vibe ideas and know what we want to bring to the world. Who I am is what you see. What you see is what you get, so keep it as real as possible, and just be our natural selves and just deliver with the gift that the Most High Creator bless us with, you know? And that is where I kept it. And that is, I'm happy to hear that. The the listen, the watchers, the persons who watch the video just capture how I actually felt, you know, and I am appreciative of that more than anything else.
Wow.
Thanks.
I really appreciate the video as well. I had an opportunity, well, I ran part of it on my social media, and the audience as well really loved it. Now, for persons who are just knowing about you, who have never heard about you, there's some of the audience that never heard about you before, but they're very captivated by the lyrics of your songs and the video that we just spoke about as well. Talk to our listening audience and tell them, like, you know, things, or I should say, educate us on, you know, projects that you may have done before it is that you decided to take this leap into doing your own thing.
Okay, well, I've been singing for a while, you know, and if you dig deep, it's just these days I'm putting out more visuals, put it like that.
Yeah.
Putting out more visuals. So I've been singing for a while. Like, my roots, reggae, rubber dub artist, all positive, high-grade vibrations, that is what I bring. And I have a lot of records out. I have, like, a vinyl EPs out. I have My Reward EP just come out. I come from before, when I started in a girl group. The name was Fourth Street Sister here in Jamaica. And from the group, after group disbanded, I decided to just delve into myself, who me is. You understand?
Yeah.
So that is the root. And I have been singing ever since when I returned from 2012, been working. Just creating positive music, work with producers locally, work with producers internationally, and just delivering a whole heap of good vibes for the people, you know?
Yes.
And that is where it. So I just make music. I'm like always just in the studio more than I'm on the street. So I have a whole heap of songs, you know?
Yeah. So there's a lot to look forward to in terms of future projects as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you know, there are persons out there who talk about, you know, there's no good music that's playing now. And I beg to differ, as I always say, like, persons are not digging and, you know, looking hard. And there's a set of persons that will say, well, they shouldn't have to look hard, you know, for good, great music, because great music is, if persons are putting it out, you should be able to see it in different mediums and be in front of them as well. The music that you're making, which is good music, do you have a hard time, I would say, getting an audience to listen to your music?
To some extent, yes, and to some extent, no. Because okay. The persons that love my music find it.
Yes.
You understand me? Uh-huh. But to reach a bigger audience, I need a big investment. Frankly, because let me tell you, nowadays you have music that you do, and then you need the business side of it.
That's
so
correct.
It takes to really the promotional side and being on more shows and just getting more active in the physical space that persons can see you. Because, you know, it's a give and take. It's a give and take. And the more you put yourself out there, and as I always tell people, music can't rotten. If you just discovering it, I'm thankful that you are. And the persons who know me before and know. But the thing is how I look at it, as artists and creatives, we can't just focus on just the creative side. We have to strike a balance on both sides.
Yes.
You understand me? So every day, it's a growing process, a learning process, and we learn new ways how to get it to the right people. And as always said, the message is for who need it more than anything else. So until you're ready for the message, it may be not touch you yet until you're ready for it. Because a lot of times we have great things, and sometimes it takes like all 10 years before somebody know that this is a big tune. You follow where I come from? So everything in the create a time. And we just go on do the work. And as time goes by, more people will discover. And I feel, too, that more platforms need to be created, especially in the roots community.
Yes.
We have to create our own platforms to make ourselves be heard. We have to group together. We have to get things work together to instead of what I find a lot, everybody is just doing their own thing.
Yes.
And collectively as a group, if we work together, I think more people will hear more of the good stuff that we want to hear. Because I always tell people, you see, a lot of times good people will say, oh my, so much wickedness. Every day I see wickedness on the news. But the wicked don't sleep. But a lot of times it's a good people them falling asleep. So if we want good vibes, we have to make it our, like you know, like a campaign for good vibes.
Yes.
We have to lobby for it and get out there and put it out there. We can't just throw up our hands and say, yeah, the creator will, it will find where it's supposed to go. Yes, but we have to do the work to get it there also. So right now, just pushing out more and doing more of the work, because you have to come to all your own self accountable, you know?
Yes, that's true. That's true. Well, I love the reasoning, yeah. I love the reasoning and the powerful responses as well. I am appreciating it. Well, I am going to give to the audience one of your other videos. I'll call the police and we will be right back with more.
Babylon won't leave. Big up Jaka Youth in Switzerland, you know? And give thanks for working with me on that beautiful track.
On this track, yes. Right here.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So you're listening to the call.
Hey, Babylon won't leave way. Ooh, hey, Babylon won't leave way. Mm. I don't know why. Fight the music. Now call the police. People want to dance in a peace. Now call me Salam. Make him come mash up with ants. Don't ring up the sash. Don't make no back of dies, no alarm. Now call 119. People won't be good time. Hey, hey, it's a long, long time when I got no nice time. Want some fun, have a drink and unwind. Listen up, some big tune on the terrace. Man, one wall, them girl and I are up with some lyrics. How long them got we on the curfew? Want some fun and hear some big tunes. Listen up, now by the sound of your love. Up with dance.
if you are tapping in right now, we are vibing with the talented Aisha Bell. Let me tell you, there's so many credentials that she has behind her name that I wouldn't even have the time to go through the list of things, from producer, songwriter, so much, right? So I'm going to tell her the same thing I tell everybody else who has this plethora of various works that are there, and I have the various shows. I currently have five different shows, right? So on one of my shows, that's about 45 minutes to 1 hour, I will get into it so that we can let our audience know so much more about you, because this show is segmented for the 30 minutes gap today, yeah, as well, right? Awesome. But let me tell you, I called the police. I was watching it and I was vibing to it, a few days ago as well. So this OBF is out of Germany.
No, France.
Out of France.
Sold 16 movement.
Yes.
Movement out of France, and they have a label called Dubquake Records. You know, we have been connected since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly, and they took me to, they were part of a team that organized my first tour in Europe in 2017. So they have been like family, you know?
Yes.
From then, and everything come forward. My brethren Nazamba, who passed away, we all used to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is one of the first. They have always been doing dubplate, so this song is one of the first, and there's another one called Every Little Thing that they released for me, and it's out on vinyl. You have so many versions of Knock All the Puzzle, like you get a big birthday in vinyl release on blue vinyl, red vinyl. You have digital release, of different versions. You have 5 different versions and mixes of this one song. So I give thanks to the Most High Creator, you know, for providing me persons that are willing to give my music and give it a chance to reach different ears, you know, because they're very popular in France and all over, you know, in terms of the dub roots and dub and digital roots arena, you know?
Digi roots arena, that's correct, yeah.
Digital roots. What I find with Jamaica is that in terms of everybody's focusing on what is current, but we have to understand that we have so much to reggae music,
yeah,
that we fail to tap into what is happening globally with our music, the sound system, culture, the side of the music that is so alive, that 60s to 80s side that used to release the version of the songs on the B side that is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in different parts of Africa, Europe, there's a huge industry that is going on. But I think Jamaica right now, we're kind of sleeping on the possibilities of what we have created, and
pay more attention to us, than the world. I think
we need to tap into the possibilities of our real potential. Pay attention for a moment to ourselves, instead of right now. What I find is a lot of us have become regurgitators of other people's thoughts, mm-hmm, instead of getting on our inner self and finding out what the Almighty wants us to do. And Jamaica is the pulse. We've forgotten that we are the pulse.
Yeah.
We're one of the few. We're on the belt of the equator, and that is something special. That means there's a specific pulse that is coming from this place. And it's for us to get back to the inner view and start tapping back into our roots,
Yes.
Deep roots.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
The culture that is so much celebrated, as I always say to persons, reggae music is the number one genre. And it is. You will hear otherwise.
Yes.
But in truth and in fact, it is. And everybody are from other genres or other places comes in, and it's taking it apart little by little. And the true revolutionaries who are in the communities and need to be highlighted or just need a little push in terms of working with some of the upcoming artists as well to preserve what is created and what is left of it and to make it bigger. I strongly believe that there needs to be some kind of assistance and help on the island as well. I find that there are more, how should I say? There are so much more opportunities that need to be created. They are so talented. Yeah, there are so much entrepreneurs and small business that needs to be on the island so that create jobs for other persons as well and not focus on what are the things that keep the wheels running. You know, that's my testament as well to Reggae Month. I want to see more underground artists that I know they have the talent. I've heard them. I've featured some of them on this show. And all they need is a mentor or someone to work with as well. Yeah. As we talk about mentorship, though, are you mentoring anyone within your community or even outside of your community right now?
I do from time to time when I have the time because I usually have this outreach program where I help the youths, the older persons. Like sometimes I'd have, like during the pandemic.
Yes.
And I would like give out, when the youths were at home, I would give out packages for them to be able to access online schooling. There are times there are some young youths that I help. Like there's two particular ones that I focus on because, you know, I come from a community, you see, called East Kingston, and it is caught between the rock and a hard place, put it like that. And there's a lot of youths there that really and truly, they don't really have the father figures around them that will guide them in the right way. So some of them, I will sit down and I reason with them, talk to them about school, wherever with homework, I try that. But I mainly did from the point of view of when they were trying to get online, keep them in online so they could get their education still. That's where I did one particular outreach that was public. But outside of that, I just do a lot of that quietly. Like every time, this is how I do it. Every time I have a money, I take something out of it and go where I'm supposed to go without the noise, you know?
Yes.
So my foundation that I'm working on is Rescue Youths JA. Yes. And it's really centered around education and upliftment. Uplifting the mindset of the youths more than anything else. Because let me tell you what happened. A lot of our youths have identity crisis. They don't know who they are. So you have to finally wake up that germ and that seed in them for them to understand the greatness within. Before you talk about you go school and this, that is a great part of it. But go to school, who are you going to come out to be tomorrow? Do you see that you're a great human being, first and foremost, not the titles that they put on you?
Yeah.
Who do you see yourself as, you know? So that is a point of view I want to come from with the education, because you can regurgitate as so many books as possible. You still don't know yourself. You're just a sponge picking up other people's ideas. But you need that universal almighty within the best you to come out. So it's from that point of view, you know, I work from, you know.
Okay. So
it's like you take a Bible and of course everybody say, you're Christian and Christian, but what about the other parts of the person? You understand me? The whole human being that you're in front of, what part of it you're going to tap into so they can understand the root of that and grow into who they are supposed to be.
Love it. As well. So you work on the base to ensure that the base is there. It's like, you know, building a house and the foundation has to be, you know, strong before it's solid before you move forward. Yeah, and that's awesome. Awesome, awesome. I tell you, I could talk to you all day. Could you believe that we've been talking for quite a while now between the songs and everything? And it's actually...
We're just stuck.
Exactly. It's actually time for me to go because it is that Kenyatta will have my head. Who is coming up, right? Yeah. So we most definitely going to, I'm going to tap into a longer interview with yourself where it is that we can cover so much because you have a voice that needs to be heard in terms of the things that you stand for, what you would like to do, and an audience that can listen to it as well and give their pointers on ways that you can go about it and be able as well.
You're right. That's what we want. We want to build our tribe, our communities, and that is the most important thing, you know, because as a people, we have to recognize greatness. You understand? We are greatness, you know? Greatness. Activate and access the oracle in you is alive. You come from greatness. The more them try, we progress. The African will always survive.
Do you hear that? That is genuine. Right there. Genuity. I love it. I love it. Aisha, we're definitely going to tap in to do a longer interview, right? I want you because we're going to vibe out to still a Makeaway. Still a Makeaway. We're gonna vibe out to that song. I hope that's the
That is a song I produced. Mm-hmm. I wrote that for my community, East Kingston, Jamaica.
Yeah.
You know, we keep on rising over situations. We keep climbing in a system that keeps abusing. Somehow, we still make a way. You understand? Because once there's life, there's always tomorrow. So
once there's life, there's hope.
Yeah. Rising above all situations. And that's an Aisha Bell production on my label, Kalinga Records.
Love it. Okay, but before we vibe out, do you have any last minute shout outs? And can you leave your social media handles with our listening audience?
I just want to big up and bless up and love up everybody that has been supporting me from the get-go and all new tribe. All my new Bellites, you understand me? I just want to say love to everybody that is supporting the music, the producers that see the vision and working with me. I want bigger people like Kitty Roots, Dougie Conscious, OBF. I have so much people to big up. Russ Tender, so many people. And big up your own self. I mean, big up Empress Zion, you know?
Yes.
I have to big up. I have to just bless up everybody. And big up everybody tuning in. More than anything else.
I love
my social media angle, mm-hmm. Aisha Bell Music on all platforms. I have a website, aishabell.com. You know, a whole lot of things. You can reach me, Aisha, ISHABELMUSIC. It's not two L's, it's one L, because people sometimes make a mistake with the I, you know, the bell part of it.
Yes.
So, ISHABELMUSIC. And on all digital, all platforms, and you're also on Spotify, Apple Music, and Bandcamp, you know.
Yes. It's been a pleasure. We are going to vibe out with Still a Makeaway, and we'll be right back with Kenyatta Hill. Keep it locked right here.
Kenyatta Hill.
We come from desolate places. The system them designed to keep me down in the cages called ghetto, slums and ghetto. I fight to keep the smile upon our faces. Even though it's tough, we're working on with greatness in these ghettos, slums and ghettos. We keep on rising over situations, we keep flying in a system that gives abuse.
We repeat for every day. Still I try, still I try. Now fall through the cracks, now get a chance to survive. Punk kissing fences, these cobweb skies. We pray, dreams be realized. We keep on rising over situations, we keep flying in a system that keeps abusing. Somehow we still make. In a system that gives us music, we still make a way. Still I try, still I try, for right beyond these cobweb skies. Opportunity scarce, not enough for the poor to survive. We still I try, a brave life give we apply. System where there is more mouth than the food in supply. We keep on rising over situations, we keep flying in a system that keeps abusing. We still make.